Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Last week, the world of technology and especially the FDI sector here was rocked by a surprise decision by the European Court of Justice to order Apple to pay up to 14 billion euro in back taxes to Ireland over a tax arrangement in the early 2000s. The Irish government suddenly found itself having to explain that decision to dozens of other large tech companies based here, with some people worried that it could damage links with foreign direct investors. Michael Owen is the chief executive of the IDA. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Were you as surprised as I was last week?
Well, I think, Joe, first of all, as we all know, this has been going on for a number of years in terms of the case. And last week, obviously, was the outcome to that and the conclusion of it. But I think it's important to put it in context. And the context is, firstly, you know, the world has changed. This is historical, relates to an historical process in place. We now have the OECD process, which Ireland has been very committed to and part of, and in fact has been recognised by
the... This is the corporation tax changes.
Excuse me, of course, this is the corporation tax changes. So, so what have we seen over the last 4 to 5 years, just for everyone, is that we have seen a significant change in global corporate tax through the OECD BEPS process. And Ireland is at the very core of that. And, you know, and we have been called out, as you know, from the European Commission and recognised as being core in that process as well. So there's a new, if you want to call it, landscape globally in terms of corporation tax. So this is historic. And I think when we look forward, and, you know, in my engagement with client companies, and in the last week and 10 days, I have spoken and spent significant time with a number of client companies, CEOs, CFO and C-suites. This is, companies are looking forward. They're looking to where is the opportunity for their innovation, for their growth, and where Ireland can play its part.
And so they haven't been, you know, ringing you saying, what's going on here? And you haven't had to soothe anybody.
No, so I can genuinely say that, you know, this hasn't been raised to me in terms of concern. You know, it's not a major point of discussion that I've had with client companies. And I think what companies see it as is, they see it as a historic ruling. They, as I said, the conditions in terms of policy around corporation tax has completely altered and changed through the BEPS process, and companies are focused on the future. And that's what innovative growth companies do. They actually look to the future and they look to where the opportunity is for growth for their products and services.
And what would they like to see the 14 billion euro spent on?
Well, again...
And what would you like to see it spent on?
Well, again, I think there's been lots of opinions as to what it should be spent on. And I think even this morning we've heard that the government are going to set that out on the day of the budget. And I think that's appropriate. From an FDI perspective, you know, we've been very clear and continuously over many years of what's necessary to create the right conditions from an FDI perspective. And there are many of those conditions that are within the control of government. And one of those is, you know, we talk about our policies, we talk about our skills and our people and our taxation policy, but also infrastructure. And obviously, I think we've been very clear and continue to be that we need to continue to invest in infrastructure. And it's not just for enterprise, it's actually for society as a whole. Our economy has grown, our population has grown, and we need to make sure we keep at pace with that. But to be honest, Joe, we are entering this from a point of real strength. We have a very, like, if we think of the fundamentals of the Irish economy, our demographics are good. Our finances are good. Our enterprise base, both foreign and domestic, is really strong. So we're entering this from a point of strength. What we now need to do is make sure we plan and we execute from that point of strength.
You mentioned infrastructure. That includes airport infrastructure. We had Conor McCarthy on the Pat Kenny show yesterday morning comparing the passenger cap to Brexit, saying that, I'm quoting now, Ireland is sleepwalking into the greatest act of economic self-harm since the foundation of the state.
Yeah, well, again, I think the passenger cap, yes, is a constraint. And, you know, and if we think about Dublin, and Dublin being our major city in Ireland, it's important that our city has a continuation to grow. As an agency, you know, we are very focused on the entire economy in Ireland, you know, and that includes Dublin. You know, so we're very clear that Dublin has to grow. And as part of that, you need a strong Dublin to make sure the rest of the country goes. And remember, we're competing internationally here. So I think we have to make sure that our infrastructure is fit for purpose and fit for a modern economy, which Ireland now is.
OK, so I'm guessing you want to see the cap lifted.
Well, certainly, I think we need to make sure that we have growth in our major city, in our major international hub, which is Dublin. And also, I suppose, need to be conscious is we also need to have balanced development in this as well. So there is a role here, I think, for other airports in terms of Shannon and indeed Cork. So it's not a net zero game. I think we have to make sure that all of those elements grow.
There's a new government in the UK, and one gets a sense that they're very keen to boost their foreign direct investment. Are you worried that they might try to eat some of our lunch?
So I'm particularly not, if I'm honest. So I think there's a few things. First of all, is the landscape for FDI globally is fiercely competitive. And when you look at that landscape, it's been really altered through policy intervention, particularly in the last 24 to 36 months. But you have to be also conscious is that, you know, what you get in Ireland and what investors look for is a number of things. They look for where is the capability. So what does it mean in terms of people, in terms of the innovation ecosystem that's there? Where is there certainty and clarity and stability? Where can you get that? Where is it that you get competitiveness and cost effectiveness? And where is their capacity to grow? And Ireland actually offers a lot of those components. In fact, it offers all of those components. And what we need to do is strengthen on a few of those factors to make sure we stay in that top echelon. Remember, from an FDI perspective, we're the envy of the world in terms of the level of FDI that we attract and retain. But like everything else in the world, when you're in the top quartile of their business, you know, there are others looking and vying for that.
Well, if you're near the top, people are going to try and pull your legs down. Mm. I mean, last time we spoke last year, you were talking about the French making a really concerted effort. And has that effort continued, and are they making any inroads?
Yeah, so that effort has continued. We see competition, you know, right across the globe. We see it, as you mentioned, in mainland Europe. We see it in North America and indeed in Asia. That continues to be the case. But also what's important to remember is, you know, this month alone, since the start of this month alone, we've had six different investment announcements. And those cumulative are actually recognising almost 2 billion in capital investment and over 700 jobs in the last 2 weeks. So, like, we are continuing to win investment. Ireland is seen as a proven location where you can actually not just, I suppose, establish your business, but more importantly, transform and grow your business from. And that's essentially what we're going to continue to do as well.
Final question. House prices rising at 10%. Every single year. That's going to make it even tougher to house all these people coming into the country.
So I think you're correct in terms of we clearly need to take a look at competitiveness, and not just Ireland. You know, I think the Draghi report was issued last week, and important as well to recognise is that 2 weeks ago it was great to see the leadership from the government and the Taoiseach in terms of the competitiveness forum that was held. You know, and clearly articulating from that a couple of key elements. One of those is about the competitiveness of our infrastructure, which includes housing. The other is in terms of utilising and strengthening our innovation offering, our skills offering. So we have to keep a keen focus on our competitiveness, because that's what's going to set us apart in the future.
Michael, thank you very much for joining us. That's Michael Lowen, the Chief Executive of the IDA.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.